Good morning, my beloved ones. How are you guys doing this morning? Just keeping you very, very much in prayer, particularly this past week with what's taken place across our country, and thinking about what our attitude and our toward each other needs to be. There's been so much that's taken place that can be scary, and we can lose sight of the fact that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to honor one another as we live out from Jesus. And I was led to the following passage in the Bible. And before we go to it, it's in Matthew chapter 5, but before we go to it, let's go ahead and open in prayer. Lord, we just lift up our children, our young ones, to you. We stand on their behalf that they would come to know you early in their lives, and they would learn what it means to live according to your plan and your purpose, that they would seek you, Lord. And this is a prayer for all of us, not just our children, but all of us would seek you and know you and obey you and honor you. And as we look at the words that you spoke to us, we pray that they would mean something, and they would make that change within each one of us, Lord, and would give us the courage in this time where things seem so crazy. But give us the courage to go forward in Jesus. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this was the parable that Jesus spoke. It's recorded in Matthew 5, 43 through 48. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, in order that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax gatherers do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And I misspoke earlier. I said it was a parable, and it's not. It's a direct teaching to us. Jesus did speak in parables to the multitudes, but here he was talking very directly and distinctly that we are to love our neighbor, and we are to pray for our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. It doesn't matter, good, bad, indifferent, how people treat us. We are to treat everyone in the love of Jesus Christ. He came to this earth and he died for all of us. And none of us were worthy. None of us were good people. We all were dead in sin and trespass. That means disobedience. And we had frustration in our hearts and we were angry with others. But he still came. And he loved us, and he loved us unto the Father by dying on the cross and then that resurrection from the dead. So we are to have that heart of Christ. As we look at all the things that are taking place now, people are acting, we need to know that we are to love others as the Lord inside us loves them. And every person is precious, and every person is an eternal being. We're either going to be in the glory of heaven or the misery of hell. And we need to make sure that we take care within our hearts to be honoring to the Lord in how we deal with everyone. So here's our song for this morning.
Show a little kindness.
love you, and we just keep you in prayer and just cherish each one of you. May the Lord bless you. Amen.